Ronald, I imagine you're not very happy after that second half performance.
No, of course not, because if you are 2-0 up after half time, then you expect to win the game. But I expect also a very difficult second half. It was already difficult in the first half. We know they play with a very high intensity. You have to be fresh. Two good calls out of set pieces and some stupid mistakes in the second half. Of course, we lost a little bit of control in the game, but they didn't create a lot of chances. They had a lot of ball position, but if you analyze the two calls, then it's not the best how you have to manage the game after the 2-0.
You often get annoyed with the lack of ball possession, keeping ball possession when you need to. In the second half, they gave the ball away far too much for your liking, I imagine.
Yeah, but what's also about the pressing of Leicester? You have to recognise that that makes it very difficult. Then you have to play the long ball. But if you watch the first goal, then we tried to play, and we lost the ball in the midfield, Virgil van Dijk. Yeah, and then we don't have a good organization defensively, and they scored a 2-1, and after that it was still more difficult, and I was expecting this after the 2-1, because I think they were more fresh than we are after the 2-1, and very difficult.
Were they more fresh than you after international weeks, do you think, because you had so many players out, or more fresh just on the day?
No, I think after the 2-1, of course, it's all about the belief and to have the spirit and to go for it. And we had more difficulties, and that can be about freshness, can be about organization, several reasons for that.
How much credit do you give them for what they did at halftime and how they approached the game as compared to how annoyed you are with your performance?
No, a lot credits to Leicester, because it's the second time I think that they come back after the 2-0 down. I think I can Stoke also, and that is a mentality of the team and the belief of the team, and maybe that's the reason that they stay high on the table.
In the end, given the way the game went, is actually a point about as much as you could have hoped for out of the game, the way your team played today? Actually, is a point in the end, the way you played something?
Yeah, finally, you have to be happy with the point. Not after half time, but maybe Sadio had the best chance to kill the game. And okay, and then you know, by 3-0, it's 3 points, and now it was difficult, and more difficult after the 2-1.
Just a thought finally on Martin Stekelenburg. How is he? We didn't know about the back injury, so what's happened?
No, it happened yesterday in our last training session. And we did everything, the medical staff did everything, but he was not fully fit to play, and okay.
Does he have a chance at Anfield in 8 days' time?
Yes, I think so. We have to wait how the reaction is after that. He tried everything to play today, but we have to wait.
Thanks, Ron. Cheers. Okay.